WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The great French film director Louis Malle died last Thursday at the age of 63 of lymphoma. In the late 50s, Malle was at the forefront of the French New Wave, directors who challenged some conventions of filmmaking at the same time they took many American genre films more seriously than most Americans did. Malle's films include Elevator to the Gallows, also known as Frantic, The Lovers, Murmur of the Heart, Pretty Baby, Atlantic City, My Dinner with Andre, and Vanya on 42nd Street. He moved to America in 1975. In 1980, he married actress Candice Bergen. I spoke to Malle in 1988, after the release of his film Au revoir les enfants, or Goodbye Children, which he had returned to France to make. Like his earlier film La Comme Lucienne, Au revoir les enfants is set in occupied France during World War II. The screenplay was inspired by what Malle described as the most tragic memory of his childhood. In 1944, Malle's parents sent him away from Paris to a Catholic boarding school in the countryside, where they thought he'd be protected from the war. But the school was helpless when one morning the Gestapo came looking for the Jewish students whom the priests had offered sanctuary. In the notes to the film, Malle wrote, "That morning of 1944 changed my life. It may have triggered my becoming a filmmaker." I asked him to explain.
It has been such a traumatic event at the age of 11 for me, and they're suddenly exposed to violence and their intolerance and this brutality, the shock that it was for me to see those German soldiers enter our classroom and arrest one of the boys who happened to be my friend. I've been, as I was growing up, I've been trying to understand, and of course there's nothing to understand. It's just impossible. And I know my reaction in the following years was a reaction of anger. I couldn't understand. Of course, it was completely unacceptable. I started becoming very rebellious and very cautious about everything I heard from, the adults and teachers and my parents, and would try to convince me that was right or was true. And I wanted to find out for myself. And I think that really has triggered my urge to become a filmmaker. I thought making film was a way to try to find out about what was going on around, outside.
Well, it must have been really exciting to start making films in the 1950s during the period of the French New Wave, when all these really young, exciting directors like yourself were coming of age. And the French cinema was a very intellectual cinema, in addition to loving the genre films of America. I mean, directors like you and Truffaut and Godard were intellectuals as well. It wasn't really a part of the American tradition of cinema.
There's obviously a contradiction, because in a way we admired, in Jean-Luc Godard's first feature, Breathless, there's a series of homages to the great American filmmakers. But he's completely an intellectual, and his style and approach to filmmaking is completely different. It's the opposite of Hollywood. So in a way, it was a paradox. But I think we've been really nourished by the American school, and we were intellectuals in the sense that we were the first generation where we decided that film was our medium. The generation before, they would have wanted to be novelists.
Or poets.
Or poets. Or playwrights. But for us, cinema was the medium. And actually, through the 60s, it was. It was a very flourishing period for the French cinema. And we sort of took over. And for years, it was really exciting. And we were incredibly young. I made my first feature. I was 24 years old. So that was fun and exciting.
It really interests me that you got your start in filmmaking working with Jacques Cousteau, the famous underwater filmmaker and documentary filmmaker. Had you sought him out?
Well, I was in film school, and I was very lucky because one summer he asked the director of the school for an apprentice, and I think I was in the school the only one who could swim, so they picked me, and I really wanted to go. I was interested in documentaries. I was interested in Cousteau's work as a filmmaker, which is very interesting. And so I spent 2 months on the Calypso as an apprentice. And at the end of the summer, Cousteau told me that the man who was in charge of filmmaking with him, his assistant, was leaving because he was getting married. And do you want the job? I was not even 20 years old. I was in the middle of film school, and of course I said yes. How could I refuse? And I knew nothing, you know, but I worked very hard, and I learned about editing, photography. I became an underwater cameraman, and we came up 3 years later with a feature documentary called The Silent World. And Cousteau has been incredibly nice and great class, because he offered me to be the co-director, which he didn't have to do. So I was co-director at the age of 23 of a film which won the Golden Palm at the Cannes Festival. The Oscar for feature documentary was an immense success, and so that was my start, and that was an incredible break for me.
Maybe I'm making too much of this, but getting your start in documentary films, did that teach you a certain emotional distance, teach you how to shoot something that was really exciting and compelling without really wringing every bit of emotion out of it?
Well, I don't know. The one thing that it did for me, I got so interested in this kind of direct cinema without a script, just filming something happening in front of you. I've always found fascinating, and throughout my career I've kept making personal documentaries, and this has always been a very important part of my work and very necessary for me to go back to the real world with a camera so I think it has certainly had an influence on my fiction work too, but how to define it, I really don't know. What it probably has helped me to sort of define a style where I'm trying to get from the actors I'm directing the same kind of immediacy that I'm dealing with when I'm shooting documentaries.
You know, one of your feature films really walks the line between documentary and fiction film, and I'm thinking of My Dinner with Andre, which was basically a film about a long dinner conversation between Andre Gregory and Wallace Shawn. It's a wonderful movie, and it seems to me it's one of the most self-effacing movies on your part as a director, because it's a movie that really calls attention in a way to the actors and to the screenplay, and you think, well, this must have been easy to direct. It's just two people at a dinner table talking. But it must have been actually very, very difficult to direct a dinner table conversation and keep it as interesting as you did.
To keep it together, it was actually incredibly difficult. It's one of the, of my directing work that has given me more work. It's been really, because it's the whole point. It was when you said self-effacing, that's exactly what I was trying to do. I didn't want to certainly not to show off. I just wanted them to be as good as possible. I wanted the conversation to be as interesting as possible. I wanted the whole thing to work, which was a real challenge, because it seemed absurd to make a film like 2 hours about two characters discussing in a restaurant. So the whole point was at the end that it seemed like I've just been shooting them, and when actually we rehearsed for months. I work with them more than I ever worked with actors. I think I've directed Wally and Andre Gregory more than I've done ever. And I've done the same thing in a way with Au revoir les enfants, because it was a lot of work, but it's always what I'm trying to do. I hate to show off with the camera. I hate to demonstrate that I'm a good director. I hate to my work to be to be too present. One of the things I'm proud of with Au revoir les enfants, the last one, is that I think the spectator very, very soon forgets that there is a camera. And there's a lot of people have told me it's almost like a different experience that normally you have when you're watching a film. There's such an immediacy between the actors and what's going on the screen and your own emotions watching it, that it's almost there's nobody in between. Of course, in between there is you know, the work we've done, but it's meant not to show.
Well, as we mentioned before, Au revoir les enfants is your first French film in a decade. When you went back to France to make it, did you think a lot about how, if at all, your directing and filmmaking techniques had changed since you left France for America?
I don't think it has changed too much. I think what I've learned here is maybe a slightly different sense of rhythm. In a way, I suppose what I've done here is more like fine-tuning what I think is my style, which is to always privilege the actors over the camera, and to understand that filmmaking is a very collaborative art, and you know, you work with the crew, but mostly you work with the actors. That's what it's all about. And some of us, including myself, at the beginning of the new wave, we were on a sort of ego trip. We were the first one to claim that the director was everything.
Mm-hmm.
The script was not important. In a way, the actors were, like Hitchcock was saying, actors were objects. I've come back from that 100%. I think now that I keep thinking and I keep telling my technicians, we're not on the screen. The actors are on the screen, and they're the one who carry the picture. We must help them. We must submit to everything that's going to make their work, which is very difficult, easier. And so that's what I've been trying to do all these years. But here, where the director is not as this sort of egomaniac they often are in Europe, that's maybe one of the things I've learned working here. And I think it's good in a way, because I'm very conscious of my privileges, and being the director, I'm the one who's supposed to make the final decisions. In the case of Au revoir les enfants, I wrote it, I directed it, I produced it. It's completely my work in a way. But the one thing I can say, I think if it works, it's because the people on the screen are great.
Director Louis Malle, he died of lymphoma last Thursday at the age of 63. Our interview was recorded in 1988. This is Fresh Air.